Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the KeyBank Managers Show. And Terry, big win last night. I think, obviously, any win for a manager is big, but coming here, it seems like it's always special to win. And the way you won, boy, Danny Salazar just looked impressive again.
Yeah, he did. You know, and to your point, I need to be careful when we come back here that because I spent so much time here, that's not on our players. You know, the game's hard enough to play. And so I try to be pretty cognizant and pretty aware. Okay, don't do anything different just because it's hard. Your emotions, you know, you get emotional and you want to do better. It's everybody's probably built like that. So I do try to be a little careful of that. Danny was so good. You know, he gave up the changeup home run, and then he threw a lot of fastballs because there's some guys in that lineup that probably had a harder time catching up with him. So I would say he was probably more tired after five than he's been in a while, but he stayed out there for another two, and he was good.
Well, and Lonnie Chisenhall, since he's come back, Terry, he's hit about 375 for a couple of weeks, so it's not like he had one or two good games.
You know, and Hammy, he's done this before. You know, it's funny because the writers keep asking me, hey, what's he doing different? You know, he's not doing anything different. You know, he's just, you know, he's done this before. He had just gotten into a pretty big funk, and sometimes you got to go to AAA, and it's tough to do. But, you know, we talked about this when we sent him down, you know, how Kansas City did it. And it works. You know, it doesn't have to be a tragedy. It can be a good story. And Lonnie's come back, and that was a huge at-bat. I mean, he fouled off a bunch of fastballs, 3-2 count, got a breaking ball and hit it off the wall, and that kind of helped get the line moving for us.
Well, that's a great analogy, Tito, and I'm not trying to compare Lonnie to Alex Gordon because Gordon's become one of the best left fielders in the game. But he was a third baseman. He went back, learned how to play the outfield, and it seemed like offensively his game changed when he came back. Can that happen to Lonnie? If so, why?
Well, a couple things. One is, okay, just because he was playing third doesn't mean that he was totally relaxed playing third. I mean, he had to kind of get after it every day. In the outfield, it almost seems like maybe it's more of a natural position for him, even though he hasn't been out there that much. But you can see him move out there, and he's comfortable. And, you know, again, he needs reps, but he's already a pretty good outfielder, and he has the tools to be a really good outfielder. And if you can relax there and you're not stressed while you're doing that, it can't hurt you at the plate.
Well, you've got to be stressed. Every time you come in here, it's like, well, who the heck is available? What's the latest now in the injury front?
Well, we talked to Chris Johnson, and we waited for him to show up today to see how much improvement he made. That thing's still pretty sore and red, and he can't move his finger. So we're going to DL him because I think the trainers thought at best it'd probably be this weekend. That's a week. That's too much. So we're going to DL him. Maybe send him back to Cleveland, let the doctors look at him. Maybe they can speed the process along now that he's not trying to get back and swing a bat. And so we'll activate Kip. Kip won't start tonight, but it'll be available to pinch hit. And then hopefully everything goes and he can play second base tomorrow night.
How about the throwing arms now of Michael Brantley? He's DHing tonight, not playing left. And Gio Urshela.
Well, we're giving Gio one more day only because, again, I thought Mikey played a good game. And if we could buy him another day, I think it can only be in his best interest. Because when we send him back out there, we want him to stay out there. And just want him to understand the consistency is a big deal in some of the preventative things. And I think sometimes young players forget that and just want to make sure there's a reminder.
Trevor Bauer goes tonight. He's obviously struggled here as of late. In talking with your pitching coach, Mickey Callaway said he's become too predictable. It's funny because you try to get guys to pitch inside. Believe it or not, you can do it too much, and that's been part of the problem.
Yeah, and I think, you know, because teams scout just like we do. And when you are predictable, and if you're not perfect, when you pitch in and miss in hitters counts, you really pay for it. Now, and I think Trevor's going through a bout where he's really trying to get that confidence back, and that's a big deal. And hopefully he can have a couple good early innings, and it can bounce back and click, because his stuff is fine. There's nothing wrong with his stuff.
You know, you wouldn't know it outwardly that his confidence is shaken, but maybe he's a pretty good hider of that.
I think most guys are, and again, I don't think it takes much to get it back either. Like a hitter that hits a line drive, all of a sudden they feel good. Trevor can have a good inning or two, and he, you know, clicks off a couple breaking balls, and he makes somebody miss with his fastball, and then he'll be okay.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Tribe, the Red Sox, next on the Indians Radio Network.